Friday the 12th of February, Hoffest Shabbat, Rabbi Avromi Heksher, Insights into Parshas Mishpatim.
At the end of the Parsha, there's some very difficult psukim, perhaps some of the most difficult in the Torah. According to Shitz Rashi, we're talking here about the day preceding Matan Torah. Even though we're in the Seder Torah, this is already Mishpatim holding after Yisoy, Shitz Rashi is this Perech of Dalet actually was before Matan Torah. The Torah tells here of the wrist which Moshe Rabbeinu made with Klal Yisrael. Ve'ikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, he was Zoyek Chatzi Adam on the Mizbeach, and Chatzi Adam, he was Zoyek, he sprinkled onto Klal Yisrael. Afterwards the Pasuk says, Vayal Moshe Ve'aroi Nodav Ve'aviyu V'shivim Mizikne Yisrael, Vayu Es Elehei Yisrael, V'tachas Raglov K'masi Livna Sasape, V'chetzem Hashamayim Lotoya. Moshe Ve'aroi Nodav Ve'aviyu, and his Kenim, they went up and Kaviyachol Vayuos Elokei Yisrael. They saw Kaviyachol Ribbono Shelolam. They saw the Maaseh Livna Sasapi, which Rashi said reminded him of the Shibud. Ve'latzilei Bnei Yisrael Lo Yishalach Yodoi Vayechzu Es Elokim Vayichlu Vayishdu. Ve'latzilei Bnei Yisrael, says Rashi, Atzilei is Loshen Gedolim, the great ones of Klal Yisrael. The Ribbono Shelolam Lo Yishalach Yodoi. He didn't kill off. He didn't punish. Vayechzu Es Elokim Vayichlu Vayishdu. Rashi comments from the fact that the Torah says, points out that that obviously implies that that's what they were. Really, they should have been killed. No, but the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want to be ma'ariv the simcha. He didn't want to disturb the simcha of Matan Torah. Remela, the Rebbeinu Shlom waited and only punished them b'yom hakomos hamishkan, that's when he killed off Nadav Aviv. What did they do wrong? Why did they deserve to be punished over here? Says Rashi. On the word Vayichlu Vayishtu, says Rashi, Hayu mistaklim boi b'leiv gas mitzoich achilu v'shzir. When they looked at the Rebbeinu Shalom, Vayichzu es Elokim, it was b'leiv gas, it was with a bit of audacity, a bit of gas haruach. Vayichlu Vayishtu mitzoich achilu v'shzir. This is obviously very, very difficult to understand. We're talking here about G'doylim. Not what we call G'doylim Tov Shinayin, what the Torah calls G'doylim, Melatzile b'nei Yisrael. We're talking about people who the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Torah is made, they're called Gedolim. Not only that, in Parshas Shmini, when again it's talking about Nodav Aviyu, and the Pasuk says, Bekoi Ve'akodesh, says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron that I understand that Nodav and Aviyu are even greater than we are. We're talking about Emes Gedolim. Not only that, we're talking about the day before Matan Torah, after the Hachana to Matan Torah. Not only that, we're talking about Vayuos Elokei Yisrael. They were on the Madrega that they saw Kaviyachol the Rebbeinu Shlom. We're talking about something which is completely l'malam ha'asogoseinu. And at this very time, with these very people, the Torah is made, Vayichlu Vayishdu, says Rashi, mistaklim boi b'leiv gas. Obviously, we can't take this kipshute, that kilu is with an audacity and with a gas haruach. We have to understand what was going through Nodav Aviyu's mind. How did it come to such an aver? Not only that, but Rashi said they got punished. B'yom HaKomos HaMishkan on the Shchedesh Nissen. Whereas we know that Nodav Aviyu got punished then for a different Aviyu. It says in Parashat Shmini, because Vosim Nifnei Hashem, that they were Makir Eish Zohar, that was the reason why they were punished. This week is also Parashat Shkolim. In Parashat Shkolim, the Rebbeinu Shlom is mitzav at the beginning of Parashat Kisiso, that everyone should give a machzis ha-shekel. Zeh yitnu kol oiv al ha-pkudim machzis ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh. A lot has been said over the years about why he was only a machzis. This machzis ha-shekel, says Rashi, was used for the adonim of the Mishkan. It was really a chelik of nidvas ha-mishkan. It begs the question, if so, why is it that machzis ha-shekel was completely different, opposite to the rest of nidvas ha-mishkan? The rest of nidvas ha-mishkan was done ish kefi nidvas liboy. There was no chiyuvim, a person could give all he wants. He wants to give $1 million, he can give $1 million. He wants to give a pound, he can give a pound also. There was no such hakpod of Hashi Le'Yavim Hadal Yamit. When it comes to the Shkolim, the Machzis HaShekel, the Torah is marked with Hashi Le'Yavim. We've got a big Oisha. He comes with this Nidlos Lev and he wants to give $1 million to the Mishkan. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no, I'm only taking Machzis HaShekel. Mitzad Sheni, you've got a person who doesn't have a puta to buy a piece of bread for breakfast. And he can't afford the machzis ha-shekel, says the Rambam, Moichik Susay. Says in the Pasuk, he has to hadar lo yamit, but even he has to sell the shirt off his back in order to get hold of this machzis ha-shekel. This Masa Shekel, which was a chelik of Nidvas HaMishkan, is completely opposite, completely different direction to the rest of Nidvas HaMishkan. Why is it that the Mishkan was built a chelik in the way of Nidvas Libayin and a chelik in the way of Masa Shekel? It's Yodua that there's two separate mitzvahs in the Torah. One mitzvah in the Torah, V'ohavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, a mitzvah of Avas Hashem. And another mitzvah is Hashem Elokecha Tiro, mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is Dvarim Pshutim, that Yiras Hashem is a lower madriga than Avas Hashem. Yira, even though the Ad Argus in Yira itself is Yiras HaOinshim, the lowest arg of Yira, where a person is just scared, he doesn't want to do Averis because he doesn't want to get punished. Then there's a high madriga of Yiras HaOimimus, where a person has Yiras Shamayim because he appreciates the governance of the Rebbeinu Shlom and how small we are with relation to the Rebbeinu Shlom, brings him Yiras HaOimimus. But with Sof, that's only a middle of Yira. The high madriga of Ahavas Hashem, V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha, to love the Rebbeinu Shlom, to become close to him, to feel the kesher with him. The Ramban in Parashat Yisro says that an asay, when a person does a mitzvah asay, he does it out of love for the Rebbeinu Shlom. Its root lies in Midas Avo. When I feel close to a person, I want to do something which will make him happy. If I know that doing this mitzvah, whether it's shaking lulav or blowing shofar, whatever it is, makes the Rebbeinu Shlom Kaviyachal happy, and I do it for him, the shurish of them, the key mitzvah asay is Avo. A lois asay, however, says the Ramban, I don't do it, he doesn't want me to do it, it's shurish is Midas Hayiro. I don't want to do something to upset him. That's Yiro. Says the Ramban, that's why there's a klal in the Gemara of Asay, the Echalois Asay, because the Midah of Ahavo is greater than the Midas Hayiro. So Bemele, when you go on Asay, which stems from a love which a person has for the Rebbeinu Shlom, which is contradicting a Lois Asay, which stems from Yiro, the Ahavo overpowers the Yiro, and the Asay is greater than the Lois Asay. The truth is, that the closer a person gets to the Rebbeinu Shlom, the greater his midah sa'avo, normally the midah of Yira increases also. There's a tremendous vote from Yosef Shaul Lotens and the Shoyno Meshiv. He says like this, I'm going to say in Mitzvah on Sunday, Hallel. The Pasuk says in Hallel, Hayom Rav Hayom Ha'isayad Yim Yisrev Lo'ochoy. Says the Shoyno Meshiv, let's imagine there's a big dog. It's very scary. And there's two people who are confronting this dog. Both of them are obviously scared. Who's going to be more scared? The person who is more petite, the person who is more vulnerable, he's obviously more scared. The person who's 6'6", and he's a gibbo, he's going to be less scared. The greater a person is, the lower the year is going to be. What does it say, however, here in the Pasuk? It says, Hayom ra, the yam saw, vayonis, and it fled. Hayardin, the yardin saw, and yisrev lo'achoy, it turned its back. Ask the Shoyno Meshiv, one second, the Yam and the Yardin, they were scared. Who's bigger? The Yam is bigger than the Yardin. How can it possibly be such a thing that Hayom Ra, the Yam saw, and it fled? And the Yardin, which is much smaller, is Yisrev Lacha, just turned it back. It should be the other way around. If anything, it should be that the Yam turned its back, and the Yardin, which is more vulnerable, fled. Let's go further. Hehoim, the mountains, rock to Chaylim. They jumped like rams. And Gevois, the little hills, kivnei tzoyim, like sheep. Again, the mountains are much bigger than the Gevois, than the hills. Who should be more scared? It should be that the hills are more scared than the mountains. How could it be that Hahoyim are altu chaylim if the Gevois are only kivnei tzoyim? Says the Shoyno Meshiv, you know who asks the kasha? David HaMelech asks the kasha. Malach ha'ayom ki sonos. How can it be such a thing that the yam is sonos when the yardin is tisag lo'achoy? How can it be such a thing, says David HaMelech, Hahoyim tu kudu chaylim if the Gevois kivnei tzoyim? David HaMelech is asking, how could it be that the time of Pirs Yamsev, it could be such a thing that the Yam was more scared than the Yam was more scared than the Yardin, and the mountains were more scared than the Gevois? Says the Shoyno Meshiv, the Teretz Poshet. When we're talking about being scared of a wild dog, then you're right. The greater a person is, the stronger he is, the less scared he is. However, when it comes to Dvarim Muchnim, when it comes to Yiras Shamayim, when it comes to you from the Rebbeinu Shlom, the greater you are, the more Yiras Shamayim you have. Let's look in our own eyes. We've got Gedolim maybe even of our generation. Whose Yiras Shamayim is stronger? Whose Yiras Shamayim is greater? Ours or theirs? Obviously their Yiras Shamayim is a lot greater than ours is. And they perform many, many less averis than we do. If they're much closer to the Rebbeinu Shlulam, they do many less averes. They should be less scared than we are. The Torah says, when we're scared of the Rebbeinu Shlulam, the closer you come to the Rebbeinu Shlulam, the more midas ahava you have, the greater you appreciate the galus of the Rebbeinu Shlulam, and how we are minuscule, how we are like ants in front of him, the greater the year. Says David HaMelech, you know what the Torah says, milifnei odoin chuli yaretz. That the reason why we're scared is not because of a Dovah Gashmi. It's milifnei odoin chuli yaretz. The Yam, the Yadim, the Harim, the Gevoyes, they're scared milifnei odoin from the Rebbeinu Shlulam. And that's why it's not a Pele, that's why it's moving, that the Yam was more scared than the Yadim, and the Harim were more scared than the Gevoyes. Al Kopanim, we see that even though Avas Hashem is a greater Dagger than Yiras Hashem, they go hand in hand. And the closer a person comes to the Rebbeinu Shlulam, the greater is Midas Ahava, the Midas Hayira will increase accordingly. There is, however, a big sakana in this. The sakana is that sometimes a person can come so close to the Rebbeinu Shlulam, his Midas Ahava becomes so great, it becomes so kosher, so connected to the Rebbeinu Shlulam, that can adversely affect the Midas Hayira, and that can cause also a chisan in the Midas Hayira. What we call in our shprach, we call it being haimish. When a person becomes very, very heimish with someone else, becomes so close to him, that can automatically affect that he doesn't respect him in the correct way. Can that be even with any relationship, a child to his father? He can become so close that he doesn't respect him enough like he should, like a father. You can have it with a Rebbe. A person has a Rebbe, and the Rebbe is very warm and encourages him to become close. And he gets to the extent where they become so close that he feels very heimish. And he doesn't treat him with the respect that's due to him. This is tremendous sakana not to be haimish with the Rebbeinu Shlulam. Tosfos in Shabbos asks a famous question. The Gemara Dashan is by Matan Torah, Kof Aleim HaKegigis. The Rebbeinu Shlulam forced Klal Yisrael to be mekabel the Torah. Asks Tosfos, the Klal Yisrael has already said Na'aseh v'nishma, they already said they want the Torah. What do you need to force them to accept the Torah? Answer Tosfos, the Rebbeinu Shlulam wanted to see if they would be choizeh mitoich ha'esh ha'gdoila, if they would be scared off. Even though they'd already said Na'aseh v'nishma, maybe perhaps they would be scared and then backtrack. Says Demis Liakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky, and I believe, even though I haven't seen it, I believe someone told me that Yismach himself, Alexander, says along the same lines, that Pshat in Tosfos is like this. When they said Na'aseh v'nishma, where they accepted the Torah and said Na'aseh even before they heard what it entails, they said Na'aseh, we'll do it, and only afterwards we'll hear. That stemmed from the Midas Ha'arva. They love the Rebbeinu Shlulam so much, I'll do what you want. I don't even know what it is. Afterwards you tell me what it is, but I'll do whatever you say. That's Midas Ha'arva. It's not good enough, says Rabbi Kamenetsky, to accept the Torah from Midas Ha'arva. It could be Midas Ha'arva is greater than Midas Ha'arva, like we previously explained. But you need the Chelek Ha'arva also. The Rebbeinu Shlulam had to see, Kof Aleim HaKegigis, while they're mounting on top of their heads, scare them with the Eish HaGdoila, with the Moir Gadol Zugilo Shechina, and then see if they've been Mekabel the Torah Teich Yira also. Even though Avas Hashem is a greater and a higher Madrega than Yiras Hashem, but by itself it's tremendously dangerous. The danger being becoming too haimish with the Rebbeinu Shlulam, not respecting him in the correct way, and that's why the Rebbeinu Shlulam wanted to see, even after this in Na'aseh v'nishma, he wanted to see that they would also accept the Torah Teich Yira. The Gemara says that the Goyim have a taina to the Rebbeinu Shlulam. Klum kafis alina hakegigis. It's not fair. Of course we weren't mekabel the Torah. You didn't force us into doing it. You forced Klal Yisrael. You didn't force us. The Torah says regarding Kamenetsky is poshut. After you said Na'aseh v'nishma, you accepted the Torah from Yiro, then the Rebbeinu Shlulam wants to make sure you accept me'ava. Then the Rebbeinu Shlulam wants to make sure you accept it from Yiro also. If you're not prepared to accept me'ava, Kabbalah's Torah with Yiro by itself is nothing. Is worth nothing. With Yira by itself, if the Rebbeinu Shlulam would have held the Hakigigis over the Goyim, it would have been a Kabbalah Soterim a Yira without the Na'aseh v'nishma, it would have been worth nothing. Only Klal Yisrael, after they'd already said Na'aseh v'nishma, they've showed they're prepared to accept it with Ava, then the Rebbeinu Shlulam forces them to accept it with Yira also. But Al-Kol Panim, what we see is that even though Midas Ha'ava is a higher Madriga than Midas Ha'Yira, however, we've got to be tremendously careful that it doesn't adversely affect the Midas Ha'Yira, and we respect the Rebbeinu Shlulam in the correct way. When talking about the chait of Nadav Aviu, the Torah Kohanim says, when they saw the Hakamas HaMishkan, Omdu L'Hoisif Ahava Al Ahava. What does it mean, Omdu L'Hoisif Ahava Al Ahava? Nadav says, Gdal Yishor in Ogad Al Yo, when and the Sfasemes says along the same lines. We're talking about the day of Hakomas HaMishkan, which was the Gemara says there was the day of Simcha Kiyom Sheh Nivna Vayishamayim Ba'aretz. So it was a tremendous day of Simcha. Not only that, we're talking about the greatest people in Klal Yisrael. We're talking about Nadav Avihu. Moshe Rabbeinu was made B'Koyvei HaKodesh. They're greater than him and Aaron. And the Torah is made in Afar Shevel Atzile B'nei Yisrael. These are Gedoylim. They came to such tremendous Ava, such a tremendous Dveikus to Rabbeinu Shneilom, that there's such a Haimishkeit with Rabbeinu Shneilom, that on their Madrigik, Dak Min Adak, they came to a Chisaron of Yira. They lost the Yira, not because they were Mezalzel Chas V'Shalom in the Rabbeinu Shleilem, but because their closeness, their connection to the Rabbeinu Shleilem was on such a high madriga, so the Torah is calling him Ondul Hoisif Ava Al Ava. The Ava was so strong, they brought to a small defect in the Midas HaYiro. That so the Sfasemes Taitch is actually in the Pasuk in Shmini, when it says that the Chet was B'Kavosim Lifnei Hashem. Even though in the Gemara there's Machlokes, what the Chet of another Avir was. Whether it was Shesuyi Yain Nifnesul Mikdosh, or whether it was the Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabba Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is made that the Shosh, the root of the problem was because Vosim Lifnei Hashem, when they came close to the Bnei Shalim. So the Sfasemes, that's what it means, that the root of the problem was because Vosim Lifnei Hashem, they came so close to the Bnei Shalim, so high to the Bnei Shalim, so much Ava, such a deep connection with the Bnei Shalim, that affected, that they had a small chesaron in Midas HaYira, and that brought to the Chet which it brought. That pshat also in the end of our parsha. Ve'latzile bnei Yisrael lo yishalach yodeh. We talk about Nadav Avihu. Talking about the greatest people of Klal Yisrael. On the day before Matan Torah. At a time when Vayura Talikim, they were zeichet to seek Aviyach of the Rebbeinu Shleil, a madrega which none of us have been zeichet to. A tremendous, tremendous madrega. And at the same time, they came to Azachet, which the Torah says, of Vayechlu Vayechzu Eselikim Vayechlu Vayishtu says Rashi Mistaklim Moi Bleiv Gas. It doesn't mean Vayechlu Vayishtu they were stressing by a Suda and they were Mizalzim the Rebbeinu Shalom Chas V'Sholem Loim Inei V'Loim Mikzosei. It means that the Midas Ha'avu was so strong at the time when they saw the Rebbeinu Shalom, they felt such a deep connection, such a close kesher, that there was a Mashu Achisor and Dak Min Adak in the Midas Ha'yiro. The Mishkan was built with gold, with silver, with copper, with all drawing gashmiim, which is very difficult to understand. We know that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is not mashiv these things, zor b'chesed v'nechoshes. It's not important to the Rebbeinu Shleilim drawing gashmiim. Drawing ruchniim is important. Why is it that the Rebbeinu Shleilim wanted that the Mishkan should be built with all these precious materials? The reason is pasha. The reason is that the Rebbeinu Shleilim wants the Mishkan to be built with alav. The Shleim HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim, it could be that the Mishkan was built with all these precious materials, but Toichai, the Pnimis was Rotzef Avom Ibnois Yushalayim. When a child, let's say a child has a piece of chocolate, which is tremendously precious to him, he's got one piece, and then he gives it away to his friend, it shows a tremendous Avom, because he's given away something which is important to him. It could be it's worth tuppence, and it could be it's not possible in the eyes of adults, but to him it was tremendously important, if it's a toy, whatever it might be. He's given something which is precious to him. The reason why the Rebbeinu Shem wanted the Mishkan to be built with Zav HaChesed V'Nechoshes, not because it's important to him, but the Rebbeinu Shem knew that to us human beings, money is important. Zav HaChesed V'Nechoshes is important. When we give that away to him, we menadev it to the Mishkan, that shows our love to the Rebbeinu Shem. So the Mishkan was built with our Ahava, Teichorot Tzav Ahava. The problem is, like we said before, there has to be, the Ahava by itself is not good enough. The Ahava has to be built on a basis of Yir, on a foundation of Yir. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, it could be that the whole Nidvas HaMishkan is Ish Kefi Nidvas Liboy. But there's one exception. And that is, Zeyid Nukoloi V'Alav Kudim Machtsa Shekel B'Shekel HaKoydesh. There's Ha'oshi Lo Yabi V'Hadal Lo Yamin. Everyone has to give a Machtsis. It doesn't matter if you have to sell the shirt off your back. This is the letter of the law. It doesn't matter if you want to give $1 million. I'm not taking more than a Machtsa Shekel. This is Midas HaYiro. Says a couple Min Shalita. This is why the Rebbeinu Shalom was so Makpid, that the Mishkan should be built, even though the whole Mishkan was built with Ava, or the foundations were built with Midas HaYira. What did they do with the Machtsa Shekel? The Machtsa Shekel, says Rashi, was used for the Adonim. We've got the Kroshim, which was made of gold, the Kroshim, which were made from Ava's Klal Yisrael, the donations they gave. But what did they stand on? They stood on the Adonim. These Adonim were made from the Machtsa Shekel. To show this of government, they could be that the Mishkan is built with Ava, or the foundation, the base has to be Yira. If it comes to a stage when the Ava is so great that there's a Chisaron in the Yira, then the Mishkan will fall down. On the other hand, we see that's why the Rebbeinu Shem didn't want them to give everyone to give a whole shekel, give a machzah shekel, to acknowledge the fact that kubin midas hayo is important, but remember it's only a machzis. There's the other half also. There's the half of yo and there's the half of avo. Together, the avo and the yo together, that can build the mishkan. The mishkan was really ready, prepared in the end of Kislev. Nevertheless, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted the Hakamas HaMishkan to be in Nissan. Says the Medrash, why Nissan? Yeah, shenoylad by Yitzchok. He wanted, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted the Hakamas HaMishkan to be in the month Yitzchok was born in Nissan. What's it got to do with the month that Yitzchok was born? If he wants to be in Nissan, he wants to be in Nissan. Why did the Medrash say he wanted it to be Yeah, shenoylad by Nissan? The same idea. Yeah, shenoylad by Yitzchok. The same idea. Yitzchok is Midas HaGvor. Yitzchok is Midas HaDin. Says the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you've now donated all your donations to the Mishkan. We've got enough gold, we've got enough silver, we've got enough materials to build a Mishkan, but it has to be built on Yor. We don't want to be Mezalzel, Chas V'Shalom. Become too high Mishkan, have such strong Av with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's Mezalzel needed in the Midas HaYor. Wait till Yach Shneilu by Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Mesamu Midas HaKvor. Then we can build a Mishkan, and then we can go further. Rashi in Bukhoisai. The pasuk says, "V'yisalachti b'seichem o'yitzi lochem nelekim." This is before the Teichacha. This is in the matzav of him. B'chukayset elechu, es mitzvoyset ishmoru. When Klal Yisrael kaviyach getting on well with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, doing mitzvahs, promises the Rebbeinu Shlomo, "V'yisalachti b'seichem o'yitzi lochem nelekim." V'atim tiyuli la'om. Says Rashi, "V'yisalachti b'seichem, I'll go with you. Atay limochem b'gan Eden. Keachon mikem. I'll go for a stroll with you in Gan Eden." And you won't be afraid of me. Perhaps you might think that there won't be any way you won't fear me. Says the Gosh Mitzamagid, the same idea. We can get to a Madriga of Atay Lemochem Gan Eden. When we're so close to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we can kaviyachol go on a stroll with him. Like we may go on a stroll, on a walk, with a friend, with someone who's close. We'll go on a stroll with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. You won't be scared of me. However, you might think, says the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that you can get to such a madriga of Avo, that there won't be any year anymore. No, I'm going to stay Lelikim. Lelikim is Midas HaDin. However close you come to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, however strong, however deep the connection lies, we must never be mezalzel in the Midas HaYor. This is the Limud, Sai of Pashas Mishpatim, Sai of Vishkolim, the Machas HaShekel. And the emphasis is the same is true of every Shabbos. Shabbos is a time when the Rebbeinu Shlomo is close to Klal Yisrael. It's a time when we remember the Zecher, the Ma'aseh Bereishis, when we become close to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, how He chose us as a people. And nevertheless, right at the beginning of Shabbos, what do we say? Lefon of Navoid b'Yir of Afachad. Rebbeinu Shlomo, who's talking about Yir of Afachad? We're talking about the beginning of Shabbos, Kavanah Shabbos. We should be talking about the Avah which a person has to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Where does it come in here, the Lefon of Navoid b'Yir of Afachad? Says Reb Shimon Shvab, the same idea. Right at the beginning of Shabbos, at a time when we're about to be mechazik, our midas ha'avah to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, to make the connection run deeper, to become closer to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we remind ourselves right at the beginning, lefon of na'avid b'yur of afachad, shimchas v'sholim, b'goyim, episod mashu of the chesaron, of yur of afachad, like it was with Nodav Aviyu. I heard once also from the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, to be mazbal for this, the psukim in Pashas Emor. In Pashas Emor, it talks about the different korbanos, and it says there, when it goes to the korbanos, it says about the korban toida. And by the korban toida, it says the Torah adds on two words. He adds on the words, when talking about the Korban Toida, the Rebbeinu Shlomo adds on the words Ani Hashem. Says Rashi, what does it mean Ani Hashem? Dam bigoza al adova va'al yekal beinecho. Remember who's talking to you. Ani Hashem. Va'al yekal beinecho. Don't take it lightheartedly. Ask the Talmud Rebbe, I don't understand. By all the Korbanos, we're not scared that the person takes it to Aliyah Kalbeinecho. We don't have this extra azhar in the Torah. Bring the Kamsa Korban Toidah. Sachakol, what happened? This person was sick. This person was in danger. Baruch Hashem, he got saved, and he wants to bring a korban to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. He comes to the Beis Hamikdash with his korban to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shais the Torah, Al Yekal Beinecha, Dam Migozal Adav. Remember who you're talking to. Remember the Kavlis of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the poor guy done wrong? The suddenly we're giving him this Musa Drosha. Says the Talmud Rebbe the same thing. Imagine this person is coming to the Beis Hamikdash with his korban Toida, with a Hergish of. He remembers how two weeks ago he was a gracious, he was lying on his deathbed, and the Ribbono Shel Olam through Nisim Nisim saved him. On the other hand, he sees on the right hand side someone bringing a chatos and a hashem and a oila, and he thinks to himself, never these poor people, this one is overkill Shabbos, he has to bring a chatos. This one, Mashenas Alevi, has to bring a oila. Baruch Hashem, Mashreini Matoiv Chelki, that I'm bringing in Korban Toida to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the tremendous nisim he did for me. By Korban Toida is the one time when there's a sakona, that a person can come to such a haimishkeit with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he comes to Beis Hamikdash to be makir of the Korban, and he feels so close, such a kesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam, such a hidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he could, chas v'sholem, be going mezilzel in the year in the pachad. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you should remember Ani Hashem. Says Rashi, Dam Migoz Al Adova. Just remember who you're bringing Korban to. Don't take things lightly. Obviously, Lo Yamed Sheika Ela Amaisa. What we have to learn from this is the Gdali Shorei No Gdali Yol. We must be mezalz in the middle of Sayyur. A person with Baruch Hashem with Zeicha Tassim learned Torah. And we feel heimish with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Abaya and Rava are good friends. We feel heimish with them. Abaya says this, and Rava says this, and I say this. When we don't understand the Svara Abaya, we don't understand the Kasha of Rava, we straight away think that we're on par. Says the Ogdal Yol, it sounds wrong, but before he started learning, he used to say, before each time he started learning, he would say, remember, the Ribbono Shel Olam sent down two fireballs min Hashamayim. One fire was called Abaya, one fire was called Rava. That's who we're handling with, that's who we're talking to. The same thing as the person can sit back, can sit learning Gemara, and he's a bit slouched back. A couple of men once walked into the Beis HaMedrash in his yeshiva, and he saw someone, a bach who was sitting learning, but he was a bit reclined. So he walked past him, and as he walked past, he said, Mesubin Zifman Bam Seder. We sit Mesubin by Seder, not by Gemara. The hour which a person feels with the Gemara, with his Lima HaTorah, Shun Chas V'Shon B'Mizalzul in the Midas HaYur. The same thing, the Kotzka sent his son-in-law, the Avnei Nezer, to hear Shurim by the Chiddush Yorim. And he told him, the reason why I'm sending you to Chiddush Yorim is not so much to hear what he has to say. Not so much to hear his Torah, not so much to hear his Shurim. I'm sending you to the Chiddush Yorim to see via Zitz by the Gemara. How a person has to sit by the Gemara, how a person has to learn Gemara with appreciating the year, appreciating who he's talking to, appreciating he's learning the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. I heard once from a Rav. He told me that, you know, the Rambam says, what's the derech to Ahavas Hashem? The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei Torah says that a person looks around, sees a tremendous scenery, sees a tremendous world which the Ribbono Shel Olam created, brings it to a tremendous Ahava. That's the derech, says Rambam, to get to Ahavas Hashem and Ekecho. The Rav told me that one of his mispalim went on a cruise to Scandinavia. And it was a cruise which obviously the Rav thought that it was not a place for a Yiddish boy. Aval Kavanim, the person went anyway. He comes back from the cruise and he says to him, Rabbi, he said, you should know, the views there in Scandinavia, when we went on the cruise, it was just outstanding. To think that Ribbono Shel Olam created such a tremendous world, it brought me to such a level of Ahavas Hashem, it was unbelievable. So the Rav couldn't hold himself back, he said, very nice, that was Ahavas Hashem. Well, what was with the Euro? The Euro stayed behind. To come to a doubt of Ahavas Hashem, at the expense of Euro, if you leave the Euro Shemayim behind, you go in a place where you're not allowed to go, just to appreciate the Ahavas Hashem, that's a false cheshbon. To come to Ahava without the Euro is like trying to set up the Kroshim without the Adonim. The Mishkan was built with Ahavas Hashem, but without the Adonim to support them, to be the foundations, without appreciating that the Ahava is only a Machzah Shekel, and the other Machzahs is the Chenika Euro, we fall into the same mistake that another Aviv, Kfi Madrigosim, obviously fell into. They were on a dag with the greatest people of Klal Yisrael, Vayechz v'Selekim. They saw Kav Yochel Ribbono Shel Olam, Ovo Mitoch Achilu v'Shisiyah, they became so heimish with Ribbono Shel Olam, Mekarvosim Lifnei Hashem, they came close to him, and that was going a chisson in the Midas HaYur. Obviously also in our Mishkan Ma'at, which is Avot Midoshis, Avot Knesiyahis, which also has to be built on the same foundations. It also has to be, even though it's a place of Ahavas Hashem, where we come to daven, to speak to the to learn the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah, and we're not to be mezalzel with this Hayira, and appreciate that however close we come to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, over the year always has to stay intact. Shabbat.